Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Milfy City. Are you guys ready for some degeneracy? Because we're going to give it to you. This is Milfy City, and it's finished. You see that? Final edition, 1.0D. You can get it on, well, it's a wish list on Steam. I guess Steam said fuck you to them, but you can get it on their Ike Store website. Our Patreon. So if you want to buy the game there, you can do it. But hey, look, maybe when hell freezes over, you'll get it on Steam. But for now, these are the options. They have a Discord, you can complain in there. At any rate, let's go. Hey there, wait, don't skip me. Before we get to the prologue, give me a chance to quickly tell you a few things. The first important piece of information that this game is fully interactive. Maps, inventory, items, minigames, freedom to interact with whichever characters you want to. Oh shit, you guys are gonna have me do this now. You get to decide which stories you want to progress and which girls you want to pursue. Some characters are connected in some way, but not all of them. Be sure to check most of them. The second important piece of information is that this game has animated sex scenes. Yep, that's it. Animated. You heard me well. Just check out this shit. Okay. Alright, with that out of the way, you're ready to jump into the game. Have fun! Are you alright? Hey, you need to wake up. Huh? Where am I? It's me, Judy, the campus therapist. I should close your eyes and try to recall yesterday's events. However, judging by your rather sonorous snoring, it appears that you fell asleep on me. Oh yeah. Sorry, I didn't really sleep last night. That's understandable given what happened. Try sitting back in your chair and relaxing. Make yourself comfortable. Okay, no problem. In fact, before we continue, I just need to check that I have your details correct. You know, GDPR and all that crap. You're in Miss Celia's class, is that correct? Yeah. Good. And is your name spelled correctly here? And you are currently residing at this address? Yes. And your emergency contact is your landlady, Linda. Correct. Okay, everything seems to be in order. I'm going to take a couple of minutes to go over everything again. My name's Judy Renault. As I previously mentioned, I'm the campus therapist. What happened yesterday was... Relax, everything is fine, really, I promise. Grim, what happened was very serious. You can't just... Everything's cool. I can handle myself. I'm not satisfied that everything is fine. The college provides this counseling service for your own well-being. I would strongly encourage you to engage with the process. I don't want to think about yesterday ever again. I'm going to leave now and pretend like it never happened. Haha. Honestly, it's a joke that I'm even here at all. This has been blown way out of proportion. But it did happen, Grim. The fact that you simply choose not to address it isn't a healthy response to this situation. Avoidant behaviors are common in people recovering from trauma. Besides, if you do leave this room right now, I will have no choice but to countersign this letter of expulsion. I see you stop walking towards the door. Were you unaware that I report directly to the dean? He asked me to monitor your progress and behavior, Grim. I know you don't feel like talking right now, but I promise you, Grim, this is for your own good. What happened to you was embarrassing. Tremendously so. I can't even begin to imagine how you must feel right now. But running away from this won't fix anything. Please, help me to help you. Take a seat. Let's talk things through. You can trust me. Fine. Please don't send that letter to the dean, though. I really need to graduate, and my landlady will kick me out if I get expelled. She's got a real hatred of neats. Oh, I know she would. Linda would be furious if one of her tenants dropped out of college. No enrollment means no college grants, which means no rent. I'm glad you changed your mind. Take a seat. Let's start at the beginning. Before we begin, is there anything you'd like to ask me? Could you tell me a little more about yourself? How long would the therapy take? Or no further questions?
Could you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
Of course, Grim. It's best when patients feel comfortable with their therapist. My full name is Judy Renault. I'm a qualified therapist. We know that. Or you wouldn't be in the chair. I graduated from the University of Wisconsin 4 years ago. Don't care. I've been working in this institution ever since. Okay, that was, like, not important. Before we begin, is there anything you'd like to ask me? How long would the therapy take? As long as it's required. You can't rush these things, Grim. Some people can be out of therapy in 3 or 4 sessions. Other people take a bit longer. What matters is that you're making progress. Don't view your treatment as a race to the finish line. Think of it as a meandering journey. I guess so. I don't like the idea of it going on for a long time, though. I'll tell you what, if your therapy starts to drag on for a long time, we can have some discussions about some alternative treatments. Let's give this therapy a shot first. I don't like immediately jumping to medications to treat those experiencing trauma. Before we begin, is there anything you'd like to ask me? No further questions. Now tell me, Grim, what happened yesterday? Hey, Grim, wake up! You're gonna be late for college! 5 more minutes, Sarah! You're gonna be late! Hi, I'm awake. So, are you actually gonna do it? Are you really gonna ask Miss Celia out today? Yeah, of course I am. I don't think it's a good idea, Grim. Seems unusual for a student to ask their professor out on a date. I mean, she's definitely gonna reject you. Fiff, you're worrying too much, Sarah. Everything is gonna be fine. She'll say yes and I'll finally get laid. Is getting laid the only thing you ever think about? Besides, what makes you think that Miss Celia is even interested in dating you? Because we're on a first-name basis. She lets me call her Celia. So, I call some of my professors by their first names. It's not just that. She's always looking at me and smiling. Maybe she's just a happy person. Plus, the one time she touched my ass when I was walking down the corridor. Are you sure her hand didn't just slip? What? No, she definitely touched me on purpose. At least, I think so. Hey, what are you doing? I'm still here. Huh? You're getting changed. At least give me a warning so I don't have to see your icky ass. Oh, please. You've got one, too. If it really bothers you, you can get out of my room. It's just not... Hey, Grim, put some clothes on. I did tell you to get out of my room. Ew, fine, but please listen to my advice. Don't ask out Miss Celia. This will end badly. Relax, Sarah. What's the worst that could happen? Interesting. Do you mind if I ask a few questions about Sarah? I guess so. What's Sarah like? Tell her about Sarah's hobbies, tell her about Sarah's college life, or tell her about Sarah's social life.
Let's start from the top, work our way down.
You might not let us do that.
Oh, social life.
Sarah keeps to herself mostly. She's got a couple of close friends from her classes like Lily. I think she prefers hanging out with small groups of people rather than large crowds. In my profession, we would call that introverted. Basically, she finds time in smaller groups more rewarding. Consequently, large social situations can be particularly tiresome for introverts. What's Sarah like? Okay. She's a huge nerd. She spends her free time playing video games, going to Comic-Cons, and watching geeky British TV shows.
You look like a nerd to me.
Yeah. Do you enjoy these things yourself? Looks can be deceiving. I mean, video games are fun, but I don't really get the appeal of Comic-Cons or the shows she watches. What's Sarah like? She's acing her college modules in math, biology, and chemistry. Oh, this is a European game. I think she actually wants to become a computer scientist someday. She sounds very intelligent.
Computer science.
Computer scientist. Hmm?
That sounds like man. Robot astronaut.
Yeah.
Dinosaur hunter extraordinaire.
Yeah. She sounds very intelligent. You must be very proud to have a friend as clever as her. But Ninja by the cop. Way, there is a computer science degree. I guess so. I've never really thought about it. By the way, most people get a computer science degree and they're absolutely useless to most companies.
Yeah, probably like...
They have no demonstrable skills. They just have a computer science degree. Thank you for answering my question. My next one might be a little awkward, but we're going to have to delve into some Freudian psychoanalysis techniques. So here we go with Freud. What was your mother like? Were you hailed enough by your mother? Psycho what? Freudian psychoanalysis. Tell me, Grim, do you find your friend Sarah sexually attractive? What? Do you think your friend is sexy? How? This isn't an appropriate question. I assure you, it absolutely is. Pardon me. Freudian psychology delves into the nature of human sexuality. And your relationship with your mother. Given the nature of this incident which brought you to me, a sexualized element of psychology is most definitely relevant. But we're living in the same house, we're tenants, and we're going to the same college. How often do you fantasize about having sex with Sarah? About every day except for Tuesday. Tuesday's the day. Honestly, I thought about fucking her more than once. I bumped into her as she came out of the shower last week. Her towel fell off and I caught a glimpse of her naked body. I must have linked to that mental image for a solid week. These questions are really weird. I'm not comfortable talking about these. Understandable, you're still in the early stages of your treatment and may take you some time to fully open up. It is essential that you're honest with me if you want to completely heal. Fine, I guess I've maybe fantasized about Sarah a couple of times. Interesting. We can return to this subject matter another time. For now, please tell me what happened next on the day of the incident. Let me think, I was just about to leave for college. Crap, Sarah was right. I'm gonna be late if I don't hurry. I think she already started walking 10 minutes ago. I shouldn't have spent so much time in the shower. What are you rushing off to? I'm gonna be late for college. Have you not forgotten to say good morning to someone? Morning, Linda. I'll see you late. Oh, come on. You've got time to greet me properly. You'll stress yourself out if you keep rushing around. I really am in a hurry. Why, is something special happening today?
No.
Then come over and give me a kiss at the very least. Fine, no problem. On the lips. Seriously, Linda? I don't know anybody who kisses their landlady. If anyone on campus found out, I'd get laughed out of college. Man, what a landlady. You better make sure...
Like I've heard this before, but I don't know if I have.
You better make sure nobody finds out then.
Kiss her on the lips. Go for the honey.
Oh, okay, Linda, if it'll make you happy. It will. It really will. Oh, Linda's acting a little strangely today. I wonder if she's feeling all right. Mwah. God, I wish I could just pin him down on the bed and make out with him. I'll see you later, Linda. Oh, I'm starting to get wet just thinking about making out with him. Your landlady sounds like a very interesting person. She clearly cares about you an awful lot. Yeah, I guess she does. We'll come back to her. Excuse me, we'll come back to talk about her later. For now, though, please tell me about the incident.
Gulp.
I know this is difficult. Please take your time. If you need to take a break, just let me know. Miss Celia? Please, I told you, just call me Celia. You can forget the miss. Now what can I do for you, Grim? That does not sound like any way a teacher should behave. Just Celia. Wow. I was wondering, gulp, if you would like to go to Benizi's Pizza with me and go catch a movie afterwards.
A movie.
Are you asking me out on a date, Grim? Yes. Well? Ha ha ha! Are you seriously asking your professor out on a date? Oh my god, this is too funny. I thought... Oh. Hee hee hee. Did he just ask her out? Oh my god, he did! I'd be mortified if that happened to me.
Well, if my skin looked like that, I'd be mortified.
What a loser!
They're not wearing clothes.
Yeah, they're those unlockable characters that you haven't gotten yet in game. What a loser, ha ha ha. I was so fucking angry. I can see that. You're displaying extremely aggressive body language, your clenched fists, your hunched posture. You still are angry, aren't you? Of course I fucking am. She embarrassed me in front of the whole campus. I think it's a good thing that you referred to me so promptly. What you experienced was incredibly embarrassing, but we can actually focus on the healing process now. Tell me, Grim, do you have strong feelings to exact revenge upon Miss Celia? You can tell me the truth. Please be honest. Yeah, I hate her right now. Thank you for being honest. Let's talk more about Miss Celia later. For now, could you tell me what happened after? Let me think. I went and stole my friend's whiskey from her room. Sarah has whiskey in her bedroom? This sounds like something I should report to the dean. He's taking a very hard stance against drinking culture on campus. He doesn't want our college becoming one of those disreputable party campuses. No, I got it from another tenant who lives in the house, Carolyn. She's a bit older than I am. She graduated college a couple of years ago. Oh, okay. Hmm? Oh, hey, Grim. Don't you know it's polite to knock first? Is something wrong, Grim? What's up with him? He's not usually the quiet type. If you're looking for your phone charger, I already returned it. It's beside your bed. I need your whiskey. Huh? Why? I need a drink. Been there before. Is everything alright? Do you need some cash to buy your own? I can't be bothered leaving the house. I'm getting a little worried about you. Yeah, whatever. What's up with him? I've never seen him acting this weird before. Could he be suffering from depression or something? Anyway, I've got to finish 3 more chapters of this book by tomorrow morning. Go ahead and take the bottle. You owe me a favor for that, though. Sure. I wonder if something happened in college today. I should talk to Sarah when I get a chance.
I think we played like the earlier version of this or something. That's what I remember.
I don't think we played this. What happened after you took the whiskey, Grim? I drank a lot of it. The next couple hours were a bit of a blur. I remember lying on my bed just wishing that the world would swallow you whole? Yeah. A lot of patients have said similar things. Tell me, what happened to bring you out of this slump? Linda, she came into my room that evening. I hadn't come downstairs for dinner. Oh God, what have I done? I can't ever show my face in college again. Miss Celia thinks I'm a joke. Everyone else on campus thinks I'm a loser. My life is ruined. Knock, knock. Hey there, sweetie, what's wrong? I haven't seen you down in the kitchen yet. Did you skip dinner? You're looking glum. It's nothing, Linda. I'm fine. You don't look fine. It stinks of alcohol in here. Have you been drinking? Just a bit. Ugh. Carolyn told me what happened in college today. She even worried about you and asked Sarah if something had happened. Apparently Sarah had seen your encounter with Miss Celia. It seems everybody in this house knows what happened, before me. I was hoping you'd open up to me. Linda? Yes, Grim? Am I ugly? What? Who told you that? Nobody, but I feel like I am. You're a very handsome young man. You have to say that. I'm paying you rent each month. Look at me, Grim. You're not ugly. And I'm not saying that because I'm your landlady. If anything, it means even more when it comes from me. I think you're incredibly handsome. Thanks, Linda. I still don't believe it's true, though. Wow. What the heck, Linda? Holy shit, I can't believe I just did that. Crap, I completely lost control and let my lust take over there. What's she doing? Oh, what's that for? Linda, you just kissed me. What? How's that any different to you kissing me like you did this morning? I'm sorry. I got carried away and couldn't hold myself back this time. What? I should go. Bob and I had some extra food left over. I've put it in the oven to keep it warm. Make sure you eat when you're hungry. What the heck did she mean, hold myself back this time? So yeah, that was pretty much what happened. When did the dean find out about the incident with Miss Celia? About 4 hours ago, early this morning. I really am sorry to hear about what happened to you. It sounds terribly embarrassing. I can't even begin to imagine how it must feel to be in your position right now. Trust me though, with regular therapy sessions, we will get you through this. You are clearly, were clearly attracted to Miss Celia. I was wondering, does this attraction apply to other women of a similar age? Like who? I don't know. How about Linda? What? Are you asking me if I'm attracted to Linda, my landlady? You did just tell me you were, kissing her while lying down on your bed. She was the one who kissed me. Ah, so you pushed her away when she tried to kiss you. Not exactly, but... So let me ask you the question again. Do you have sexual fantasies about your landlady? No! Why not? You stated you were attracted to your roommate, Sarah. It doesn't matter. Even if I did like her, I wouldn't do anything. She's far older than me. She's also my landlady. It's just weird, you know? You seem like a good-natured lad. Obviously, you want what's best for everyone in that household, right? You want them to be happy? Of course. What if that meant accepting the possibility of your landlady as a romantic partner? What if that is what was required to really make Linda happy? What kind of questions are these? I already told you, it's Freudian psychology. Feel free to read about it in the Melfi City Library if you don't believe me. So let me rephrase. If you had the opportunity to fuck your landlady, would you take it? We've already established that you want to make Linda happy, and it's pretty obvious you want to get laid. Is this not a win-win situation? No, I've never thought about her like that. She's my landlady, and she's far older than me. She has a husband. I've already said I wouldn't want to do anything with her. Interesting. I think that'll do for today's session. I'm going to ask you to visit me again if anything noteworthy happens between you and your landlady, or even perhaps your two roommates. Noteworthy? Like what? I'm sure you'll recognize something noteworthy when it happens. Now try to get some rest, Grim. Relaxation is very important in recovering from trauma. We may have played an earlier version of this game, but I don't remember it like this. It's the start of a brand new day. Let's make the most of it. I need to focus on getting my life back on track after that mishap yesterday. Let's get my confidence back, get a hot girl, and get laid! Picking up chicks would be so much easier if I was in one of those sex games from Patreon. I can't give up, though. You are in what? Well, Commander Gray. Use computer, play computer games, skip time. Rock, paper, scissors, Memoriax, the internet, CD. You don't have any. You have no gallery. Internet. Does nothing. Rock, paper, scissors, and Memoriax. It probably brought up some page that I didn't want, but... You need to locate their numbers first. Check the places where characters is most often found. Check the places where each character is most often found. That's fairly hard to read. Phone. It's got a phone too. Don't miss. You have a few contacts, but you can't do anything with them. You have camera and you have stats. Alright, hold on. Oh. Carolyn's bedroom, my bedroom, Sarah's bedroom, the living room. That's unusual. That's Linda's office suit. She doesn't normally dress and leave it for at least another hour. Man, that's an ass. Her legs do look really good in it, though. I don't know. I see something else. Two things. Wait, what am I thinking? Ever since she kissed me on the mouth the other morning, these lewd thoughts about her kept creeping into my mind. Perhaps I should just talk openly with Linda about this to clear the air. Oh, you startled me there, Grim. I was just about to leave for work. I'm making an early start today. What's up with you? Something on your mind? Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk to you about that, kiss you gave me the other day. Oh, that? Haha, that was nothing. It was the first time I've ever kissed a woman like you. You're also married. I'm sorry, come here. I'm sorry, you just looked so sad the other day. I wanted to try and cheer you up a bit. Seeing you like that made me a little too emotional, and I got all caught up in the moment. Can you forgive me? Yeah, Linda, it's all right. Well, that is a piece of art.
I wonder what her husband thinks of that.
I don't know. There's no way that could be. Main bedroom. Oh!
What, found some renders?
I know. I just stole $180.
Oh, shit.
Let's not. Well, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a It didn't tell me, like, it's $180
of 50. I've been giving you the same rent money month after month.
I mean, dude, I just find money laying around. What are you gonna do? I've got $200 and something and I've just been playing this for a while. She's doing makeup forever. Carolyn's always been a caring friend. We've known each other for years. Carolyn was the one who recommended I move in when Linda had another room available for renting. In fact, one of my earliest memories of her was when I was getting bullied back in the elementary school we both went to. A duo of pricks named Tom and Samson, old Samson, had decided to steal my lunch money, just a couple of dollars, but I refused to give it up. I remember looking up at them as I was curled up on the gravel, the cruel sound of their laughter echoing above me. Carolyn was 4 years ahead of me in school. The bullies outnumbered her 2-1 that day, but it didn't deter her from charging them down with her bare fists. For her trouble, she got 2 sets of bruised knuckles and a 3-week suspension. Tom and Samson got a 3-week suspension, too. However, they spent their break in the hospital. Well, there's a dimple on her ass. Very realistic. Carolyn, holy shit, look at that ass. Talk about a bubble butt. Sorry, I didn't know you were changing. I should have knocked. Hi, Grim. Don't sweat it. I've known you for years. It's not like you're one of those creepy guys from my college days who was just trying to get into my pants. Yeah. I thought her ass was good, but her breasts might be even better. So what's up? Nothing much. Just came to say hello. Oh, before I forget, what happened in college the other day? I've only picked up fragments of the story from Sarah and Linda.
Tell her the truth.
It wasn't good. I asked out Miss Celia and got rejected. Oh, that, ouch, that sounds rough. I know all too well how painful a broken heart can feel. Oh, it's not the broken heart that's the bad part. She humiliated me in the middle of a busy corridor. Oh, God, Grim, I'm so sorry. Oh, before you go, I want you to promise me something, yes? Promise you'll come to me if you're ever feeling stressed or down about this, won't you? I'm gonna be fine. I didn't ask if you were gonna be fine. I asked you to promise me that you'll come to me if you're feeling down. Fine, I promise. Thank you. Catch you later, Grim. I need to finish getting my makeup on. See ya, Carolyn.
I'm feeling down. What you gonna do about it? Sarah, yeah.
Oh. Sorry, you know I get click happy. Okay, let's see. Money. Got money laying around. Any money?
Yeah, still right in front of her, you bastard.
She's engrossed in one of her video games again. If she doesn't hurry up and get ready, she's gonna be late for her first lecture. Looks like something like League of Legends. Hey, are you almost ready to go? Huh? I don't think she heard me with the headphones on. Hey, Sarah. Huh? Oh, hey, Grim. You're shouting. What's up? We need to leave for college in 5 minutes. It's okay. I'll be done in, like, a couple of minutes. We both know that's not true. I can clearly see as you just started the round. It is League of Legends. Oh, come on, Grim. You're not Bob. Hee hee. Why do you care if I'm a little bit late to college? I'm almost top of the class anyway. Almost top? Weren't you the top 2 years ago? You're slipping, Sarah. Grr, fine. I'll log off. Say, about Miss Celia the other day. I'd rather not talk about it. Oh, sorry. I understand. Nah, you don't need to apologize. You were right. I should have listened to your advice. I'll try to do that more in the future, I promise. Want to walk to college together? You'll need to hurry your ass up. I've been ready to leave for the past 10 minutes.
Well, where do we go now?
Oh, where's that door go?
In the corridor.
You found money under your bed? No.
Alright, yeah, because it'll waste time. Oh!
There you go.
You click the big sign that says leave. You can't go in the garage yet. Now what? Where do I go now? How do I get to college? If you intend to solely rely on the quest log, you will miss additional scenes that are not necessarily okay. Alright, so let me read this again. If you intend to solely rely on the quest log, you will likely miss many additional quests that are not necessary to progress in the storyline. For your first playthrough, it's advisable to engage with the characters' dialogues and visit them at various times throughout the day. This warning will show up only once. Oh, we can go to the garage.
Take the car. Take a crowbar.
Hell yeah! Alright, Miss Celia! This is the. You humiliated me in front of the corridor!
That was a broken tooth
feel. Like shit.
Ooh, I popped it, silicone everywhere! Ah!
Oh, man. I thought there was gonna be something.
You know what I like bringing when I go to school?
A crowbar. Gotta have my handy crowbar, just in case. Those motherfuckers wanna mess with me again, I'll show that Tom and Samson. Here you go, you want a broken fucking leg?
I wanna talk to Samson. Fly me to the moon like that bitch, Charles Branson. Sorry being black and gifted.
Oh, shit.
Cause I break it on down and get lifted.
Oh, there was a bathroom. Oh, we never got... You can take a bath if you want. Is there a reason? Finish the bath. Are we gonna masturbate and think about someone? Linda, Sarah, Carolyn, Judy, or Celia?
Let's go with Sarah, right?
Well, I'll be damned. That's about it. Yeah. There was nothing happened there, but there was a little bit of sex. All right.
A little fan service there.
Little fan service there. Oh, oh, Bob.
Man.
Hey.
How is he married Linda? It must be because he looks like he's a decade and a half older than her.
Oh, hey, Bob, you busy right now? Hmm? Oh, hello, champ. What's kicking? Huh? What's kicking? That's what you boys say nowadays, isn't it?
The insurance about you're becoming your parents.
Yeah.
The good clearance on that roof. You know, ours is metal. Like, no one wants to hear about your roof, dickhead.
Sure. What did you want then? Can you give me some money? I'm actually a bit short on cash, Bob. Could you maybe lend me some? Aha, you spent all your money chasing girls, haven't you? Let me take a look at my wallet. Alright, here you go. Don't spend it all in one place now.
What kind of...
Thanks, Bob. $15.
Use some for condoms for my wife. I don't want to catch what you...
Not now, Grim. Oh, wow. So you can only just get money from...
I bet he hooks up with Linda. What do you want to bet? He's behind the blinds or something. Cucking it.
Maybe. Yeah! He's into that.
Looks like he's into it. I don't know for sure, but...
No, I don't want to skip time. Oh, you can skip time in the game. I don't want to do that. I wouldn't either. Alright, here's the map.
Got a big day of masturbating and going to class.
Mall. Sex shop. Shop. Home.
And you have to go to school.
Where the fuck is the college? College.
Right next to the mall, huh?
Caution, construction zone.
Aren't you in a hurry to get to class?
Ah, you ain't got no business around here, son. That's kind of what I figured he was. That's just what the voice. Jim. Ah, look at my muscles.
You're all over there. You're supposed to be at school, damn it. So
well, it don't matter because we've now exhausted the time.
That's where the action's gonna
so, be. So, you guys like Milfy City? Let us know and we'll continue it. Trust me, I look at your I look at your hits. So, whatever gets a lot of hits, like, hey, we want more of this Milfy City, in addition to all the 5,000 other ones you bring us, let us know and we'll do it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and we're out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great novels, or maybe more of this one, depending on if you guys like it. It's Milfy City, and you can get it at that, website place thing?
Or take a look.
Yeah, or the
it's
web,
in a book.
The website or the Patreon. You can support the Patreon and more great gains from this developer. Alright, so we're out.